大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus
Welcome to the Cross Cultural Seminar. My name is Masaki Osugi.
And I'm Susan Iwamoto.
Okay, Susan, last time we talked about, again, drinking.
That's
and
right.
something related to drinking. But this time, I wonder if you still continue to talk about drinking.
No. Finished talking about drinking. Now I thought we might focus on emotional things, you know, and crying in particular. A couple of nights ago, my husband and I sat down to watch some TV, as we do sometimes, and we found an interesting program. It featured a number of guests telling sad or touching stories with the apparent purpose of making the other guests cry. I was fascinated that there was a whole program devoted to who could tell the most heart-wrenching story, and it made me think about how often I've seen these types of shows on TV in Japan. I used to watch a show that featured celebrities who would go abroad to accomplish some sort of mission, staying with a local family for the duration of their trip. Now, it was always a wonderful and often challenging experience for them, and it always ended with that celebrity, the reporter, crying, and close-ups of the guests in the studio getting misty as well. And inevitably, I would find tears welling up in my eyes, too, as I watched it at home. Now, it's unusual to see this sort of thing on TV in the States. We do have shows featuring very, you know, moving or emotional topics. We have plenty of those. And while the audience at home may be moved to tears, it's rare to see a television reporter or a TV presenter or host crying in the studio. There have been some exceptions, of course, including, you know, deaths of major figures or certainly after 9/11. But on the whole, there's an expectation that a TV host or news anchor or reporter will stay very calm and cool and not cry at all. But I'm curious about this with those type of, you know, emotional type of programs, tearjerker type of programs. Have these always been popular in Japan, or have you noticed them becoming more and more popular over the years?
I think they're becoming more and more popular. Of course, you know, over the past maybe 20, 30 years, there have been a lot of programs of that kind, of that nature. But quite recently, maybe during the past several years, it seems to me that the number of such programs has increased tremendously. You
really?
Turn on your TV and practically every week or, you know, every particularly over weekends, you just see one or two programs all the time. And it seems to me, this is my opinion, but it's a reflection of the society that we're living in. You know, on one hand, we have violent crimes, murder cases, you know, a young man killing his girlfriend, a man killing his mother, mother killing her young son, you know, I mean, these are the things that, you know, if it were like 30 years ago, would happen once in 10 years or so,
right.
or maybe 5 years. Now it's happening every week or every month.
Mm-hmm.
So people want to see good stories. People want to hear good stories. People want to believe that humans are good.
Right. You know what I find interesting about that, though,
yeah.
especially, is that when you have these special programs where
mm-hmm.
you have in the studio
mm-hmm.
a number of celebrity guests who are also watching the report, I always find it's interesting that of course, they're all crying, too, at the end of the report, because,
mm-hmm.
of course, it was very moving. Is that, you know, it's interesting because it seems then to indicate they want to create a connection then with the people in the audience to show that we also feel the same emotions as you. You know, and I find that interesting because that's what is very different about it in the U.S. is that, you know, of course, the audience at home may be shedding a few tears about it or getting emotional or crying a lot, depending on the topic. But generally, the person who's presenting the report in the studio doesn't cry.
なるほどね。Uh-huh. That's very interesting. さてですね。今回は crying 泣くということについてこのクロスカルチュラルな観点から眺めてみようということですが、テレビを見ていてあのスーザンさんご夫妻で最近は泣かせる番組 ていうのが、まあ、増えてますよね。いくつか、あの番組だなと思うのがあったんじゃないかなという気がするんですが、ゲストがですね、出てきていろんな、こんな目にあった、こんな経験をした。いい話するわけですよね。そうするとゲストのタレントの皆さんももらい泣きしちゃうということですよね。で、これはね、アメリカではあんまりないんですよ、と言うんですね。つまり、そういう類似したですね、ドキュメンタリーものの感動秘話みたいのをやることあるんだけれども、大体はその番組の司会をしている人とかホストのような人たち、まあ、あるいはリポーター自身は泣かないんだ。で、これ見た客の方が泣くっていうのはね、よくあるんだということですが、まあ、日本の場合にはですね、よくご存知だと思うんですが、あの人のことだなっていうふうに思われる方もいらっしゃるしか、司会者そのものが泣いちゃうね。それが一つの特徴、売り物になってきていると。出演者のタレントの皆さんもですね、よく泣くね。で、それはどうもオーディエンスとテレビの向こう側で見てる人、それからスタジオに来て番組に参加してる人、その間をですね、実際にプレゼンテーションをやっているそのホストやこのタレントの皆さんも泣くことによってコネクションができるね。あの有名人の人たちも私たちと同じように泣くんだ、同じように心を動かされるんだ、こういうですね、一つの心のつながりができるというところに特徴があるのかもしれないということですね。話の中で tear jerker っていう言い方が出てきまして、よく使うんですね、英語でね。 tear を jerk するっていうんですね。お涙ちょうだいってよく訳したりするんですが、 tear jerker の映画とか tear jerker のプログラムとか、まあ、泣かせものですね、いわゆるね。こんな言い方も覚えておくといいでしょうね。All right, let's go on to the phrases.
Okay, the first phrase of the week is to cry like a baby. Now, this one is probably pretty easy to understand. Babies cry a lot, so this means that you cry a lot as well. But to cry like a baby means you're describing a particular situation, not that you cry all the time. If you cry all the time, you're called a crybaby.I think that's probably the equivalent to nakimushi in Japanese. I think that's a crybaby. But to cry like a baby just means that you cried a lot over a particular situation.
Mm-hmm. さて、最初のフレーズはですね、ちょっとコントラストを考えていただきたいんですが、cry like a baby と cry baby は違うんだと。こういうことですね。 cry like a baby っていうのはベイビーじゃないってことにもちろんなるわけですけどね。年がいってから赤ちゃんみたいに、まあ、大泣きする、これはまあ cry like a baby ですけど、まあ泣いてばっかり、私のような年になって cry baby ってことはありえないけど、その子供がよく親からピーピーピーピーですね、もう泣いてばっかりで、もう泣き虫、これ cry baby ですね。いうことで、両方とも経験してきた私としては、非常に、なんというか、身近に感じる表現ですね。Okay.
Okay, the next phrase is to cry one's heart out. So you can cry your heart out. Now this is very similar to cry like a baby, but it has a slightly different implication. To cry your heart out usually means that you're crying about some very, horrible emotional thing that happened to you. Maybe you had a very bad breakup with your boyfriend or your girlfriend and you cried your heart out for days afterward.
さて、cry one's heart out って言うんですね。で、one's っていうところは you are のように、まあ、置き換えて cry your heart out。こういうふうに言うといいでしょうね。もう心の底から胸が張り裂けんばかりに思いっきり泣く。なんですよね。だから例文に出てきたようにですね、まあ、失恋してもう何日も思いっきり泣いちゃったのよね。 I cried my heart out for days っていう、そんな感じで短い文で覚えておくといいでしょうね。もう胸が張り裂けんばかりに、ああそのくらい泣いてみたいね僕も。 Alright, see you next time.
Thanks for listening.
大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー、
Sponsored by Olympus.
クロスカルチュラルセミナーをお聞きの皆さん、いつもありがとうございます。皆さんはどうやって語学学習をしていますか？ラジオ講座などで勉強している方もたくさんいらっしゃると思いますが、 いつも聞いているラジオ番組が聞けないこともあるでしょう。そんな時の強い味方がオリンパスのラジオサーバー VJ10 です。ハードディスク付きラジオレコーダーで最大約2500時間も録音できるんです。
1日24時間
それでいくと何日録音しっぱなしでいいのみたいなね。AM、FM チューナーにステレオスピーカー付きですよ。20件の番組予約も OK。 録音した番組の早聞き遅聞きやリピート再生も可能で、語学学習にドンピシャリ。すごいなこれは。しかも早聞き遅聞き再生は2倍速から 0.5 倍速までの9段階に対応。パソコンとの接続も OK なので、ポッドキャスト番組はもちろん、音楽もダウンロードして聞くことができますよ。ラジオサーバー VJ10 はオリンパスのオンラインショップか三省堂書店でお買い求めいただけます。詳しくはvoicetrek.jp にアクセス。さあ、これであなたの語学学習もきっと変わりますよ。オリンパス。